Hello and welcome. This is the second recording to the new moon in Gemini. And this one, we're going to talk about healing the wound because this transit that we are going through right now, that is going to be in effect from June 19th for the next 8 years has not occurred in 50 years. Now, this month I'm going to be 64. So that means the last time this occurred, I was 14 years old and, didn't know anything about life yet. But now that I've had 50 years worth of life lived, I can understand and appreciate this transit. Now, this is very, very deep energy that we're playing in. It's very deep energy. It's asking us to heal our original wound, right? The mother wound or the wounded healer wound, because that's what Chiron is. Chiron is the wounded healer. And it's going into the sign of Taurus, which is the bull. Very heavy energy, very rooted in the earth, dense energy. It does not like change. It likes safety and security. So this is one of the most powerful transits yet because it demands that we come back into ourselves. So it's going to pull us back into the body. It's going to have us looking at what we have been neglecting within ourselves. And so, for this talk, I can tell you that I have Taurus in my sixth house, and the sixth house is about health and wellness, my own personal health and wellness, then my service to others. Okay. And so, this is bringing me back to looking at my own health and wellness. Now, what's very interesting about this is that I have been feeling this probably the last m maybe 6 to 8 weeks, right? So almost 2 months, been feeling it as all of a sudden I just started to clean up my diet. And not that it wasn't clean, but it could use some tightening up, and started to clean up my diet. And this sixth house is about daily work routines and habits and nutrition and all stuff like that. Self-improvement, employment, that type of stuff, right? So anything that had to do with that. And over the past 2 months, I have been looking at all of that without realizing that that was what this transit was going to bring in. And I started to realize, wow, this is on a larger scale. This is what this transit is offering. It's asking us to look at everything that we're doing. Now, for you, it might be in a different placement in your chart. It could be in your second house, which is finances, could be in your first house, which is your identity. It could be in your ninth house, which is all about travel, okay? Travel and foreign places, people, and things. But for me, it's in my sixth house. And so I started a new eating program that feels better aligned. I can no longer tolerate milk products. I used to be able to eat them in moderation, but lately I can't eat them at all. My stomach is not happy if I have something that's very milk dense. So it started me looking, and then I thought, oh, I would like to take some Irish sea moss. So I started using that again. And then I have been using Dr. Gundry's H2 tablets, which is a form of hydrogen. And the only thing I have a problem with is you have to drink it fast. But I take it first thing in the morning, and it's replaced coffee because I can't have coffee anymore because the milk situation, and the coffee just doesn't taste right to me anymore. But I've been taking that, and I have to tell you, my body feels great. I feel great clarity from it because we don't get enough hydrogenation in our cells. And this is actually giving us a boost of hydrogen in our cells. And I've done a lot of research about this. And when I was living in New York, I was taking Mary Ruth liquid vitamins. And so I opted to start taking that again. And so just really shoring up my health routine. And, the next thing I have to work on, as I mentioned in the prior recording, is I really need to work on exercise. So I really need to get in the habit of some kind of exercise routine. Although I, have exercise here, it's not the same as like doing a set physical routine or some kind of exercise. And being in Florida right now, it is just too humid. I don't know how anything is existing out there. It is hot. It is hot. Hot and humid. And that is not my kind of weather. So I am probably gonna start doing Get Fit with Rick walking on YouTube. I could put that on the TV because it's a smart TV and it does have YouTube on it. And that's the only thing I'll use the TV for is maybe to watch a YouTube video, or I could use my walking pad. But let me just say, this is so powerful because knowing that this is going to take place in my sixth house, I'm already prepared, guys. I'm there. My mind is going, yes, I feel it. I feel the universe asking me to get healthier, to get cleaner, to get clearer. Okay. And it's also the idea of like, you know what? I've never looked at age, but when I turned 60, there is an aging program out there in the Matrix that tags you at 60, and it just makes life horrible because everything you do, you're like, oh, I'm too old for that, or oh, I shouldn't be lifting this. I'm 60, or I shouldn't be. I was in Rural King the other day getting the chickens feed, which is a 50-pound bag. And about 2 months ago, I was there and there was a woman and she could not lift the bag. And I said to her, "Would you like some help?" And she said, "Oh, I would love some help because I had a stroke a couple months back." And she's like, "I can't really lift anymore." She's like, "Everything is too heavy, everything feels overwhelming." And when she said that, I thought to myself, I never want that to be me. I never want that to be me. And that kind of sparked this idea within me that, like, even though I'm 64, like, I don't look 64 and I don't want to feel 64. I want to feel like I'm still in my 30s, right? Like, I don't want to look at my age at all. So it's prompting me to get really clear with myself on what is taking place. And this transit happens to be in my sixth house of health and wellness, daily routines, health routines, work routines, self-employment, service to others, right? So this is a big one. And, this is one of our most powerful transits. And this is all about us, who we are at the deepest level. Like, this is core, right? Coming back to the core, coming into the core wound. So it's going to feel intense. If not challenging, it does feel a bit challenging. I am not going to lie. These energies are really big, super intense. But this shows up as redirecting away from ourselves, right? Like, this is where we've always given our power away. We've always deflected to something else or somebody else. Right? We've spent a lifetime living through our identity on social media or work environments or in situations we allowed ourselves to be to take part in. And now it's, we have to face where we've given our power away to someone else, right? And we've given a part of ourself away. And so we've done that in order to feel safe or because we were in some kind of survival mode. Well, the universe doesn't want us to do that anymore. It wants us to stop that and realize that we were never in survival. It's simply how we played the earth game and how we chose to play it. If you listen to the last recording, I explain a lot in there about, how not to play into that reality. We want to get clear on the reality that we want to build. Every single day, I'm redirecting my thoughts, so I'm not playing in that lower level. That's what we have to do. Because I don't want to be in survival mode. I realized I've been in survival mode my whole entire life. I've been dependent on myself my whole entire life. I do not want to be in survival mode. I was reminiscing about, when I lived with Beth the other day, I was thinking because something came up where I was working through the idea of feeling small or playing small or staying small, staying quiet. And, her personality wasn't talkative. Like she did not like to talk at all. So if I talked, it was like grating on her nerves because she's not a talker. She's very internal. She processes everything internal, which means she doesn't process anything because she doesn't journal. She's not, she's not outward. She's not talk therapy or any of that stuff. It sits within her, and that's what makes us sick. So I realized the other day how much I played small just to hold my space in the house. And so now I am, or not now, but like this past year that I've been down here in Florida, because it's a little over a year already, year and 3 months, I've been slowly unwinding that basket, right? Now I live in Joe's house, and it's like, if I put something down, I do not have to worry about going, Joe going, why did you put that there? Can you move that? Like, but if he puts something down, I don't care what he put down or where he put it. It's his thing. I'm not going to move it. I'm not going to touch it. And he doesn't move or touch mine. Finally, it's like I've matched this soul alignment where we are harmonized, where we get it. We get each other, and we don't need the other person to be perfect or be a certain way in order for us to feel comfortable, right? So when Joe comes to this house, which he does like for 3 days out of the week because he works 4 days and then he's off 3 days, he comes in and it's joyful. It's actually joyful. And because of course, we have that bonding time. I will watch some of his cop shows with him, and he explains the law to me sometimes, which is fascinating. I love it. I love that part of it. He'll watch those crime scene shows, which also helps him too, because that's the work he does. But, and that's the only time I watch TV is really when he's here because I don't have the TV on otherwise. But, it's really helped me to see things much more clearly. And Joe and I knew each other in a client professional kind of relationship. I mean, I've had him to the house when I was in New York a number of times where he came for breakfast and, we would chat and, hang out and talk and everything, like friends and stuff. And so we had, we had a good work relationship going, and now it's developed into a deeper friendship. And it's really nice because, the things he's got a lot going on in his life. And so, sometimes I act as a second pair of eyes or, hey, did you remember to take this with you? Like he was going out the door today. Hey, did you remember to take this with you? And it's just harmony. Had I said that to Beth, she would have blown a gasket, would not have gone well. And I had to dumb that part of myself down in order to fit in. And I did that for 7 years. So when I look at it, I look at what I'm healing now, and it's huge. It's huge. It's definitely on the scope of relationship stuff, right? With all these different aspects and everything. But I'm redirecting back to myself, where I can be me, where I can be comfortable being me, because we've spent a lifetime living as somebody else. And so this energy wants us to resolve where we are not living in our true authenticity. And that's something that we've talked about in this community for years and years and years, right? Being transparent, being authentic, having integrity, that's very important. So it's bringing us home to that. And Earth is what Taurus is, right? Taurus is the earth. It's about the earth. And this is a collective 8-year healing. We're going to be in this energy for the next 8 years. So settle in and get used to it, because it's all about the wound. And if you're not doing your work, if you're not seeing where your work is, something is going to come into your reality and it's going to trigger you so that you see the wound and you heal it. That's how it works. Okay. We are not going to like that if we're not doing the work that we need to do. So we have to make sure that we're doing our work. We are not fully into Chiron. And so it stepped into Chiron, or will step into Chiron on the 19th, but then it dips back into Aries, right? Chiron goes into Taurus on the 19th, but then it will take a brief time out and it will go back into Aries and have us look. Force us to look at the things we still have not healed, right? And Aries is I am. So who are you, and what do you still need to heal in order to be in your fullness of who you are? That's what it's going to do for us. It's going to force us to take a step back into Aries energy and see who are we, and clean up what we have not yet resolved, or whatever needs to be healed. Okay, that's how it works. So in order to know where that will affect you, you might want to pop into something like Astro Dienst, and see, put in your birth information and take a look at your houses, and see where your Aries and Taurus are in your chart. You could get a reading from a regular astrologer. You could do that too. Be careful who you pick, because some are good readers and some are not so good readers. It's all about interpretation, right? I've had some really bad readings, and I've had some really good readings. So it's all about interpretation. But the only thing we want to really focus on, because we don't need the chart read, we just need to know what should we be focusing on right now, right? Like, I know I am not moving until Aries dips back, until Chiron dips back into Aries, right? And then moves back again forward into Taurus. Okay. So this is a very big deal. And so if we look at that, it's going to be in Taurus until 2034. And so in August of this year, it's going to go retrograde for 6 weeks and go back into Aries. And, I'm sorry, that's September, September 17th. It's going to retrograde back into Aries September 17th. And then in April of 2027, it goes back into Taurus for good until 2034. So June 19th, this right now, this year, the 2 more days, Chiron goes into Taurus. And it provides a brief glimpse for all of us of the upcoming themes surrounding whatever is is transpiring, whatever house that's going to be for us, with regard to worth, body, and resources. Okay. So in August on the 3rd, Chiron is going to go retrograde. It's a 6-week period of time that's going to ask us to go inward, process deeper, and look at our subconscious beliefs about our value or unconscious beliefs about our values. And that's why it's always important for us to gatekeep our thoughts, because we don't always pay attention to the subconscious mind and what we're thinking, right? And then in September 17th, 2026, this year in September, Chiron is going to retrograde back into Aries for the last time. It's going to go back into Aries for its final dip. It was in Aries for 8 years. And this acts as a review period to finish the personal identity healing of the past 8 years, right? So when it dips back into Aries, it's going to be healing the identity wound that we've all been moving through. Who are we really? Okay, because the face that we've had on is not who we are really. Who are we really? I feel like right now in my life, I am my most authentic self. I am feeling like I am embracing every aspect of myself right now, my most authentic self. The masks are off. I started shedding those masks through the whole 2020 process, and all these years up until now, I don't have to commingle with these people over here or those people over there just to find purpose in myself or find who I am, right? And I spend a lot of time by myself. I mean, isolated, because there's nobody else down here and I don't really have any friends in this area yet. So it's not like I'm out and about hanging out with people. And it's deepened my connection with source within myself. And also my connection to doing art, and also to doing readings and doing this work in general, right? Then we get to April 14th of 2027, and Chiron re-enters Taurus permanently until 2034. Okay. So this is a huge transit that we're going through. That's what these are called. It's called transits, right? So Chiron is going to show you what's okay and what's not okay as he goes through the sign of Taurus. Okay. One particular part of your life, like me, my sixth house is going to be completely transformed. Who I am at the end of this, completely transformed. Okay. And it could be, for all of us, it could be to do with on an outside, the paradigm of world healing could do with medicine, surgery, veterinarians, and doctors, because he's also associated with teaching. So Chiron runs all of that, teaching, mentoring, guiding, tutoring, right? So it could be medicine, doctors, veterinarians, surgery, herbal medicine. It could be everything that's on the outside also could be transformed. We'll see the complete transformation of the medical field, right? We could see that. So this is really important for us to understand what Chiron is trying to show us. He's actually confronting us, and he wants us to do the work. It's not like, hey, this is like for the moment. This is not. It's for 8 years we're going to be doing this, right? So this is long-term evolution. It's about safety, money, trust, the earth. It's also about grounding and becoming solid. It's like grounding into your body. Most of us are not in our body. We're so in our head, flying around. We're here, we're there, thinking about this, thinking about that, but we're not sitting with ourselves. We're not taking time to breathe into the body. Okay, so important. And Taurus is the body, right? It's what supports us through our body. Survival is out. And the nervous system regulation is a must. So, if we're in survival mode, that has to come to an end. We need to be able to look at what we need to do in order to get our nervous system, sorry, I have the hiccups, back into regulation. On a global level, the secrets that are hidden in the dark must come out, and the truth, so that we can trust again, must be told, so that we can have trust. Whatever that is, whatever level in the collective that is, I'm not talking about the show that's going on out there with with the cabal and all that stuff. I'm talking about even in your personal relationships with people, okay? There has to be truth, trust, no secrets, right? Real relationship connections. It's a must. It cannot be any other way. And if we're allowing it to be that way, then it's no good. Living in alignment is now a thing. Taurus is stability and value. It's roots and grounding, which is very important to our physical body and our mental and spiritual, but very physical. And we want to be in response mode, not reaction mode. Okay? Chiron equals insecurity, inadequacy, vulnerability, rejection, abandonment, and it reveals where healing is needed in all of us. And this is where wisdom and transformation happen. We're being asked to grow into a wiser version of ourselves. When Chiron was in Aries, it had us working through our identity. And now we're reclaiming ourselves so we could step into our power more fully. Because we need to figure out, who am I? And how have I abandoned myself this last 50 years to survive? What did I need then, and what do I need to do about it now? What needs to change? Right? We were in a steady, fast-paced exploration trying to figure this out. I mean, did you have parents that said children should be seen and not heard? No, I did. That was a regular. So what did you learn to do? Not speak. So when I went into a situation where Beth didn't want to talk, I shut myself down. Is that who I am? No. No, it's not. I like friends who will pick up the phone and give me a call and be like, "Hey, what's going on?" Right? Like, "How you doing? What's up? What's new? What's this? What's that?" I'm okay with texting, but I'm not a big texter. I'd rather be on the phone. I don't like texting, but that's just me. But some people, they don't want to be on the phone, they rather text, and that's fine too. We're not a match. It is what it is. Okay, so those are the things, and those are the acknowledgments that we have to make within ourselves. Does it stink? Yeah, sometimes it does, because there's, might be someone that you feel like, you're aligned with, but then, do you realize not really, right? And that's okay to realize that. It's okay, right? People don't have to last forever. They can come into our lives for a day, for a reason, for a season, for a lifetime, whatever it is. It doesn't necessarily mean that they have to stick and stay. And we have to remember that. We have to look at that and not get so rooted in it has to be this way or that way, because that's not a good thing. Okay. So as we head into these explorations of ourselves, it's going to become deeply transformational, right? This new way of looking at ourselves, no intellectualizing it. We can't intellectualize it away. We can't reason it out. We must feel it. We must sit with it, and we must feel it. If we're sick, we got there because we felt it and we didn't discharge it. We were in our head. We were intellectualizing it. We were rationalizing it. Now we have to feel it to heal it. We have to sit with it. We have to nurture ourselves, and we have to bring ourselves back to wholeness and back to balance. Okay. We have to be able to soften ourselves to trust life again. And this is where the regulation of the nervous system comes in. If we have a dysregulated nervous system, we're not going to be able to do that. We're always going to be looking over our shoulder, wondering when the next shoe is going to drop, right? When the hammer is going to fall. So if we soften to what is, it can help us feel what is true. When you're constantly in fight or flight, you're not going to be able to feel what's true because you're not feeling. You're in reaction mode because you're waiting to run away. Okay. So this is where we have to allow ourselves to receive support if we need support. So whether you're getting supported through me, doing a session with me if you're stuck, or getting a session through somebody else, you got to do your work. That's what it comes down to. And we have to slow down enough to build something sustainable and long-lasting. We also have to be able to receive without guilt, right? That could be a hard one sometimes. Being able to receive something without, feeling guilty that we received it, thinking maybe it was too much. You ever have that? Hey. That was, oh, that feels like too much. No, it's not too much. Let it be what it is. So we have to stop settling for instability by valuing ourselves more. No abandoning ourselves for the sake of survival. Taurus wants us to get real and do it slow and steady, not force the change. It wants us to be methodical. It wants us to sit in the energy and really pay attention to what we are doing, right? Taurus likes predictability. It likes the comfort of what is known. It doesn't like surprises. It does not like change. Chiron exposes. It exposes attachments, fears, codependency, change. It will take all of that and blast it open. So we have to look at it. So it's important to let go of our grip so that we can stop measuring our worth through things like productivity, right? That was my past history. If I was constantly doing work or doing some kind of work, then I could measure myself by that work. But if I didn't do work that day, I didn't feel like I mattered or had value. And that's part of my upbringing. Okay. Not to sit around and do nothing all day. Get out there and do something. We have to stop thinking that we have to do more or be more in order to fit in. Right? Being okay, being inherently worthy, just as we are, is critically important to our process. We have to look at the idea of more effort does not mean more abundant. Okay? Efforting is never the way. Being is the way. We want to be attracting what we need. Okay. And that's through the idea of simple, slow, intentional living. This is where the nervous system can heal. Values will shift and relationships change. We need to see what relationships that felt or feels familiar are actually draining us, right? So look at what relationships you have in your life. Who do you enjoy talking to? Who kind of grates on your nerves and you don't really want to talk to them? Or who are you talking to that maybe you're always solving a problem for them, right? You have to look at it from that. We want to start to balance ourselves out with people in our life who are harmonizing to us. So it's time to pay attention to who nourishes us and who doesn't, right? And clean house. Move people on who are not cutting the mustard for you. If they're not nourishing you, if you hang up from them and you don't feel good, move on. Don't keep that relationship hanging out because they're in your doorway, blocking your door from somebody else coming in that, yeah, might have better value, right? So, a good question to ask yourself is, where do I shrink myself in order to feel comfortable, right? Who do I become in order to feel comfortable and fit in? So I'm not too much. That is a big one. How do I make myself small enough so that I'm not too much, right? And when we start to see the relationships that we do that in, we'll start to realize that those relationships may not be our relationships. Those might not be our people. And those relationships will take on a new meaning to us. Our relationship with healing will be through our body, but we can't heal if we're still clinging to the old. Again, it's the story of Sedna, right? Sedna's father cut off her fingers as she clung to the side of the boat. He did that to save himself. This is not about other people. That's the illusion. Stop thinking that you're hurting somebody's feelings if you give them less time, because you're not. You're just saving yourself, is essentially what you're doing. You're choosing you, okay? And that's important. So, what I see is in the coming year, where we have a lot like, oh my goodness, we have such an oversaturation of all kinds of healers, Reiki people and sound healers and psychics and channelers, especially the channelers. Humanity has done a great job putting them on a pedestal. I talk about this all the time. I hate the pedestal, right? Because I'm human and I have my moments just like everybody else has their moments. And I don't want that pedestal because that means that I'm not allowed to have moments and I'm going to have them. I'm going to have them. And if you think I'm on a pedestal, and I fall, I'm going to disappoint you. And that's disappointing. But what I see is that eventually humanity is going to start to wake up and they're going to realize that they're outsourcing their power to people outside of themselves. Now, I'm not saying they're not going to find value in Reiki, but they're going to understand, hopefully, the Reiki people that they go to. I know some really good Reiki people, because I've been a teacher of a few of them, will put the power back in their students' hands, like I did, right? I always told my students, I want you to be better than me. Pass me by. Excel where I have been. I want that. I want that. So I know I've done a good job making you so comfortable being you that you have just taken this to a whole new level, right? That's where we want to be. But those people are not going to sit there and sit in their power. They're going to empower those around them and say, hey, you need to be empowered. You need to take your power back and believe that you can heal your body, right? Because nobody can heal you if you do not want to be healed. I've seen it firsthand over and over and over again. I will argue that point with anybody that wants to go toe to toe with me, because at the end of the day, the soul and the human have to be in alignment and they have to want the healing together. That's how it works. There is no other way. It's like when I was told I had cancer, right? Soul and human go, okay, what's the next step? What's the next step? We don't give a shit about anything else. Just tell us what we got to do next. What's the next step here? Because we're not dying from cancer. Like, I knew this in every fiber of my being, right? I had no fear, no fear at all, and walked through it like a champion because my alignment was so strong. Now, my life was collapsing around me in other ways, my marriage and everything else, but my inner strength, my inner resolve, my inner knowing was like, yeah, I'm gonna beat cancer, right? So we have to self-empower people. And that's what it's gonna come back to. People are gonna get really smart about not giving their power away. And I could see half, if not 75%, of all of these false light healers falling away from social media. And, you know, that's it. It's done with, right? Like the channels out there, people that are channeling. If, I keep saying it. If you are looking at channelers, talking to channelers, paying attention to channelers, they're outsourcing their power to an entity outside of themselves. We do not channel anymore. Everything is sourced from within. You are your higher self. You are channeling your higher self. There is no galactic anything anymore. There isn't. We've been done with that for years and years and years and years. But still, people need to play that out. I get it. And it is what it is. Okay. It's just the way it works. And the more we can wrap our head around the truth and see the way it really works, we will stop giving our power away and take that power back within us and stop looking for somebody outside of us to save us or to have the answers for us, because we have the answers for ourselves. We just have to slow down for a second. That's all it takes, right? So, you know, it's going to get to a point where channeling will hold no value since it implies going outside of ourselves. And nothing, not one thing any of these channelers have said in the last several years has happened. Not one thing have they predicted happened. Not one thing. Okay. So that in itself has to be looked at, has to be understood that that is a human connecting to an entity outside of themselves, and they cannot have not validated whether or not that entity is really that being that they think they're channeling. Because it doesn't work that way anymore. It just doesn't. That's why all these years I've pushed everybody in this community into their higher self. And that is exactly where you need to be, because that's the only place that is going to make sense. Okay. So healing is going to shift as we see more people look for the modalities that can support their nervous system and feel organic. So, which means they're going to be looking for Reiki people. They're going to be looking for nutritional people. They're going to be looking for massage people. They're going to be looking for, you know, sound healers, but they're going to be looking for legitimate people. Okay. Legitimate people, herbalists, legitimate people, because the herbal community has been ruined. It's been ruined by all these wannabe herbalists giving out bad information. Oh my goodness. The stuff that's coming out of the herbal community, it makes me cringe. Okay. People don't realize that they are hurting other people and disempowering other people. So this has to change. And Chiron in Taurus is going to make the change, right? People will realize healing is something we must do for ourselves. And maybe that's going to be through learning. So teachers are going to teach more. Reiki teachers will teach more. Herbalists will teach more, right? That ancestral generational trauma will start to heal on a collective level. Natural living and sustainability will become more important, meaning, you know, you're going to see more people gardening, We're going to see more pop-up community gardens where people are helping each other garden. I mean, something amazing that happened. I would never push Joe to do anything he didn't want to do. But all of a sudden, the other day, he came to me and he was like, "Hey, do you want a garden? Because I feel like I want a garden. But the work would be on you, and I don't want to put that on you if you don't want a garden." I was like, "Hell yeah, I want a garden." And the other day, I was like, "Hey, we should do some citrus plants." He's already got a lemon tree, and I was like, "We should get a lime and an orange tree and some other stuff." And then I walked into Walmart to get some impatience, because that seems to be the only thing that can withstand this crazy sun and the heat. And I saw a papaya tree. So now we're going to grow papaya. I'm so excited. So you see, when I talk about my timeline changing and me not getting twisted in my head because I can't see the move. Well, maybe I can't see the move because I'm not supposed to move until next April. I don't know. But right now, I'm just not seeing it. I don't know. I'm just not seeing it. But that is that Neptune energy, right? In Aries, in my home, in Aries, and in the fourth house, it's foggy right now. I have these rose-colored glasses on, and I can't see the truth right now. And that's okay. I'm going to be okay with that because I don't need to see the truth. I just need to stay in today. And then tomorrow, I need to stay in tomorrow. And I'm never past the day I'm in. Okay, and that's how we have to do this. So sustainable living is going to become very, very important. Right, people wanting more cotton clothing, they're going to want more linen clothing, things like that, that are more organic in nature and not all of this plastics. Because I heard a statistic the other day that said every single person on the planet has at least a teaspoon size amount of microplastics in their body. A teaspoon size. So we all have one plastic teaspoon in our body. That's the equivalent of microplastics, which is scary. But that is the truth because we can't stop it. It's in everything. So the only thing we can do is counteract by having a better diet and more wholesome organic living. Okay. I cook all my own food. I go very rare that I go out and I eat somewhere, because I prefer to cook my food. Plus the food down here, it's okay. I'm from New York, so yeah, we don't get that kind of food down here, but I'm okay with that. I make my own food. So healing ourselves happens by going within and reconnecting within. So this is where I am now. I am deeply within myself, taking care of myself, healing from within. And we have to remember that true healing happens when we stop abandoning our needs. This helps heal self-worth issues. And so by me making my own food and, really paying attention to the things that I need, 1 minute lasagna, that's really helping me heal myself. And I probably have lost about 8 pounds in the last few weeks without doing anything. I haven't been working out, as I've mentioned, but I've just started to really reconnect within myself. And that has brought about a huge change in me and feeling, better. Now, that's not to say I don't get tired from the energies. The energies are still hammering us. So we have to be cognizant to that. But this is an important transit, guys. Please listen to this twice if you don't get it, because it's very, very important for us to pay attention. Okay. I think I'm going to leave this here because it's a lot of information. So if you have to listen to it again and take notes on it, know that I love you very, very much. And I look forward to seeing you soon. We're going to meet on the 25th. Okay. And that's a Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I love you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.